1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says more than 100 people are dead and hundreds more injured after the IDF forces opened fire on a crowd of Palestinians in Gaza who had surrounded an aid truck in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Tom-Sophie Burridge.
They claim, Israeli security officials, that the crowd moved towards those IDF troops in an aggressive way. It's clearly a very ugly incident, just as the death toll in Gaza goes beyond 30,000, a grim marker. But once again, Israeli officials are facing very, very tough questions about the death of civilians inside the Gaza Strip.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin answering questions from members of the House today. He's appearing before the House Armed Services Committee, talking about his recent hospitalization and the lack of transparency over his condition and who was in charge at the Pentagon in his absence. The Smokehouse Creek fire in the Texas Panhandle now growing to 1,700 square miles, making it the biggest fire in Texas state history. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Two Rivers say they're getting more tips and information about a missing 3-year-old boy since the FBI offered a $15,000 reward. Volunteer searchers combed several areas around Manitowoc County yesterday. Elijah Vu has been missing since Tuesday of last week. Law enforcement is still asking for the public's help. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's largest source of carbon emissions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Carbon 4 Brewing in Madison has filed for bankruptcy. While the brewery will continue operating, they say that they've had a hard time recovering since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Filing for bankruptcy will allow Carbon 4 to reorganize their business and allow them to pay down their debts while continuing to pay employees. Last year, Carbon 4 celebrated their 10th year in business and acquired the recipes to Ale Asylum beers. Exact Sciences here in Madison is launching a new test that can help identify hereditary risks for 10 types of cancer. Using the new RiskGuard tests, doctors will be able to use someone's blood or saliva to test for familial risks for the cancers. They'll be available for doctors next month. Exact Sciences says the test will be covered by Medicare and many commercial insurance plans and can help identify if someone might be at risk for cancer and allow people to take preventative steps before the diseases begin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Marquette with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The number 5-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles ran away with a 91-69 win over the Providence Friars. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Providence is a very physical team, an aggressive team. Got a little chippy out there at times, but... just proud of our guys' effort and connectivity.
Tyler Kolick had to leave the game with a possible oblique injury. The Badgers are back, getting ready to host number 13th ranked Illinois Saturday at noon at the Kohl Center. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee now 1-4 in Cactus League games, but manager Pat Murphy says there are encouraging signs.
There's some great stuff every day. Again, we're playing guys that might be in Double A. We're playing guys that might not be with the Brewers. We're not playing to win, and we hope we win. That feels better, but this has no effect. It's about how the guys are playing.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to highs in the upper 40s. Winds will become a bit breezy though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow too, we'll climb into the 50s. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
He's losing all this, you know, he's getting crushed in court, as you talk about all the time, and, you know, suggesting that he's going to have another few months of really bad outcomes ahead of him. When you look at all that together, right, yes, you can look at a few polls where he's doing well. There's lots of polls showing Biden doing well. But when you assess it as a political strategist who's been through elections, the warning signs for Donald Trump on the Republican side, they are blinking very loud. They're making very loud noises. This guy's a troubled candidate. And he's positioned himself too far to the right. He's pushing away, you know, middle voters that he needs to gain more votes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Simon Rosenberg. If only he had an entire court in his pocket, though, that could come to his rescue. Okay, I need my friends. I need my legal lad immediately. Here he comes. Yes, it's Dina Bartala. Yes, it's Dina Bartala. Dina Bartala. Hi, Dean. You can throw away your comedian and your radio show hat.
Whatever you want me to talk
super,
about, I'm here. Just spin the wheel.
Your super angry lawyer hat.
Angry lawyer hat comes up on the wheel. That's fine, because last night was all anger in my show. I wanted to just scream on the subway, and no one would have even raised an eyebrow. But just when I read the information on the way to SiriusXM Studios last night, I couldn't believe it.
You gave us a preview that Glenn Kirshner was on your show. He'll be on tomorrow, and you said he was screaming.
Yes.
Glenn's not a screamer.
He was very red.
Yeah.
He was very red, too. His face was red. I was concerned for a second. I'm like,
You started your piece, you just said the anger filled my body. I mean, that's the way to read it, Dean. I mean, just, you know, you broke all this down as a lawyer, but you basically said this is what election interference looks like. Alarming, it also potentially helps usher in the end of our democratic republic. Assuming we have elections in the future, Democratic presidential candidates going forward must pledge to expand the Supreme Court to end the GOP's judicial tyranny that has stripped women of fundamental rights, weakened voting rights, struck down laws to save lives from gun violence, and now protected the 2024 GOP frontrunner from being held accountable for his crimes before the election. I mean, you know, and we were saying almost to a person, Dean, all the legal experts are saying they're not going to take this because that's legally what should have happened, right?
Yeah, the Court of Appeals decision was so well written.
Yeah.
And that's why people said, you don't need to take it. You could just say, it's affirmed. We're not going to take it. By them taking it, there is some little teeny bit of me that's concerned. They might change that Court of Appeals decision. And give Trump not the broad type of immunity he wants, where he can have SEAL Team 6 kill his opponents, but some kind of immunity for the four charges against him. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but why take the case if you're simply going to affirm it? And that really concerns me deep down. They might be changing something to the Court of Appeals. They might not. They might just say we want them to protect Trump and then have this hearing in late April.
Yeah, give him the immunity anyway, just by giving him the delay.
Exactly.
The delay
that's
he
what
wants.
They're doing.
But Dean, you're right. Other experts were saying that last night. That means some number of them
He must have said, like what you just said, that yes, we think he has some kind of immunity. It is astounding, isn't it, legally?
It is. This Supreme Court, this is the most grotesquely partisan Supreme Court we've seen in our lifetime.
I was just going to say, it's not legal anymore. This is political. No. This doesn't make any legal sense.
I've told people now for years, look at what the GOP platform is on an issue, their position, and then they reverse engineer it in terms of law to get to that. That's what they did. They did it in a union case with Janus a few years ago to strike that, make it harder for unions to do their job, to Roe v. Wade, to the gun case here, the Bruin versus New York case from about 2 years ago, one after the other, making it harder for the federal government to regulate, to ensure we have clean water and clean air. They don't even want that because it cuts into the profits of the corporations that fund the super PACs of Republicans. This is like corrupt. If you read about the Supreme Court like decades ago, it's for sale or something. This is unbelievable what we're living through right now. And this, the idea of delaying the trial, and that's what they're doing. They're delaying the trial to probably the fall, if not beyond the election, to be blunt. It's more likely beyond the election, but there's a teeny chance it happens in the fall. It's the immunity he wanted. You're so right. It's the immunity he wanted without saying it in terms of law, but doing it in terms of practice by delaying the case so we can't have it before the election.
Well, and Dean, you made a point in your piece that a lot of people have been making. To claim this is expedited, quote unquote, is undermined by how they recently handled the appeal of the Colorado court decision that disqualified him from holding office because of the insurrection clause. You said in that case the court agreed to take the appeal on January 5th. Was that hearing 2 months later? No, it was 30 days later. And you said based on the oral argument in that case, it's clear the GOP court will protect Trump and rule he's not disqualified from holding office. And then you talked about Bush v. Gore, which we've been talking about all morning, that you talk about the Bush campaign, when they petitioned the GOP-controlled U.S. Supreme Court then for a stay of the recount, it was granted the next day, 2 days later. You went through the whole thing. It took less than a week. That's expedited.
Less than a week. They got what they wanted. And
Bush appointed.
Three of the Supreme Court justices now, Kavanaugh, Roberts, and Amy Coney Barrett, were lawyers working on Bush v. Gore on Team Bush, you might imagine. Yeah. And one other point is a practical matter. There's no need for a two-month delay.
Right.
All the legal issues have been briefed and argued at the trial court level for the federal judge and the U.S. Court of Appeals. It's the same issue. Yeah. There's no need for a two-month delay. They could have expedited this in 2 to 3 weeks from now. It's the same briefs. And then come right in and argue it. And then at least would say, well, look, they're moving in good faith. And my point of my article was to remind people, Jack Smith in December, when Trump was appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals, went to the Supreme Court directly and asked them, take this case now. Because he knew they're going to have to take it eventually. And they said no in December. So they were setting up a delay because we knew exactly what was going to happen here.
Right.
And that's they delivered the delay that they wanted in December. And it's the Republicans. It's not the three Democrats. It's the Republicans on this protecting the Republican frontrunner for the 2024 nomination.
It's stunning. And you said the justices like Trump see the recent polls that show Trump will lose badly if he's convicted of felonies before Election Day. For example, you're talking about December Times poll of key swing states showed Trump going from a 4-point lead on a Biden to a 10-point deficit if he's convicted. That's a huge 14-point swing. And you said this is partisan election interference, period, Dean.
That's what this is. They see that, too. They live in the real world. They're Supreme Court justices, but they don't live in a bubble in some kind of like special place where they don't hear the news. They see this as well. I'm curious to see what the questions will be. It could end up being 9-0 against Trump, but we'll get that decision when. Look, they expedited the 14th Amendment case. That oral argument was almost a month ago at this point. So even if they did this quickly, we're talking about a decision late May, early June, and then he gets to get at least 3 months to prepare because that's due process. He's guaranteed that because that's what Judge Chutkan said he needed. They would have the March trial date, and they paused the underlying case in December. He'll get the 3 months. That's what brings us to September. And the question is, will a federal judge have a trial of the Republican nominee in September? Jury selection, you have the trial. Yeah. They might not even have a verdict by the time we actually have the election or right around
it. It's a set of legal dominoes, Dean, that you're right. And we talked about Joyce Vance saying, if you rush the trial, then you've got more grounds for appeal. So now if it's overturned on appeal, I mean, it's just a mess. And I got to say, I'm a Libra, so I can never decide how I feel. Depends on who I talk to last. But I've tried to be fair about Merrick Garland, but you've been way early on.
Yeah, he's, right
now. No, you've been way. I mean,
don't
because
be
now
fair.
We've had the Hunter Biden prosecution, so we've had the Bob Herr thing. We've had, but you know, we were talking about Alison Gill's been talking a lot about that. You know, it took them forever to confirm Garland, and then there was a lot of Trump appointees in there that C blocked him. And I some of that is valid, but you're right; it doesn't take a lawyer to go, "What the actual f? How could this is exactly what we were trying to avoid?" Right?
Merrick Garland was confirmed in March 2021. 2 weeks before Merrick Garland was confirmed, Donald Trump made his first public appearance at the January 6th spoke at CPAC, and the headlines were he's teasing a 2024 run. At that point, Merrick Garland should have simply appointed a special counsel because it was clear the guy who gave him his job, Biden, was going to run against Donald Trump. To me, that was the greatest failure of Merrick Garland. The delay of a year to investigate Trump, which is now documented by the New York Times, Washington Post, inexcusable. But also to me, he should have known himself. He's a judge for 20 years, not really a prosecutor. He didn't want to investigate the leading political candidate against Democrats. I understand that. Pick a special counsel then, not wait 2.5 years to do that. So to me, the greatest failing of Merrick Garland was not doing that. I don't in any way say he's corrupt or sinister or he's a Republican trying to help them.
No, he's just too timid.
He really wanted to stay out of it. He wanted to stay out of it. He thought Trump would go away. I think most people really thought the guy would disappear.
Everyone thought Hillary was going to win. Like, this is what I'm saying, Dean. You're absolutely right. Is we play by different rules. We bend over backwards to, you know, talk about Mitch McConnell leaving yesterday. He's the one that wouldn't let, you know, Obama talk about Russian interference in the 2016 election, right? I mean, it's just, and time after time, we play by the rules and like, okay, so we won't, you know, because he won't make a bipartisan statement, so we won't say anything. And here we are today, right?
And to remind people, as I think everyone knows, you know, Justice Scalia died in February of 2016. February. Yeah. And Mitch McConnell would not allow President Obama to nominate Supreme Court justice and allow a vote. We would have controlled the Supreme Court 5-4. It was 4-4, folks.
Yeah.
It would have been 5-4 Democrat control then. All the lives of millions of women right now would be different. They would have a fundamental right to control their own future.
Yeah.
And Mitch McConnell was the reason it didn't happen. And then he helped Donald Trump. You get in Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, even though RBG dies in the last few months of the 2020 campaign. Mitch McConnell, his fingerprints are over all of that. But look, we got to defeat Trump. Our anger we have right now towards, if it's Garland or DOJ or the Supreme Court, use that.
At the ballot box.
We have to win in 250 days. We're 250 days from November 5th. We have to win. We are the ones who are going to save our Democratic Republic from the fascist of MAGA.
That's why I love how you ended your piece, Dean, because you're right. They're going to hope it turns into hopelessness and despair and depression for us. And you said you should be angry, very angry, but we now must channel our anger into defeating Trump. And I've repeatedly said we can't count on the courts, Jack Smith, or anyone else to save our nation from Trump. It's up to us. And come November 5th, we will do just that. Thank you for your happy clappiness on that, because...
Yay,
you know,
I feel good. Thank you.
I know. I mean, Dr. Doom said that. I feel weirdly optimistic. I mean, you know, honestly, the best case scenario is he loses again in a landslide and then the trials go forward and he still goes to prison, you know, and we get justice. But it's a long time coming. I mean, let's just
March 25th. Don't forget one quick thing. March 25th, New York trial here, which is an election interference case. That is going forward.
Yes,
it does not look like that's going to be delayed. He will be a convicted felon by probably early May.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Donald Trump will be a convicted felon, state crimes, not federal, by probably early May.
So speaking of Russian interference was brought up because of Mitch McConnell and, you know, obviously Moscow Mitch, as we call him.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting, Alison Gill said all this discussion about Russian election interference in 2024 alongside breathless reporting of an unremarkable, uncommitted campaign against Joe Biden, and no one's putting two and two together. Fascinating. She said, let me be clear, I'm not saying Russia invented the uncommitted movement, and I'm not saying uncommitted voters don't have a valid and real concerns. I'm saying Russia has a long documented history of exploiting these fissures. It's what they do. And that's exactly what happened in 2016. So I know you wrote another piece about the uncommitted, because you're obviously Palestinian.
I think,
you have a very specific and understandable and emotional point of view about this. And can I just say quickly, Dean, I've said this to Chris, is that Jody and I use the word patrascending, that we feel like a lot of men have been very patrascending. Just calm down paternalism about Roe v. Wade, about all this. I don't want to take that tone voters that have an issue that is very, very emotional and personal to them, like it is for you, to go, oh, they're there sure. now, they'll come back in November, it's okay. You know, I understand it's life and death. It's a really important issue. So I want to put that out there. But just talk about in the light of what happened yesterday with the Supreme Court, just how you're feeling about the protest vote against Biden.
I think, look, that was an important vote. The idea of smearing it as Russian propaganda is despicable to me. I have to be honest with you. But that's
well, I think Russia is in social media, ginning up anything that are differences between Americans. So they are in they're in all of it. Anti-vax, racial issues, the Middle East.
The idea that Arabs and Muslims are not allowed to speak out is really what I'm getting a message from some fellow Democrats. I have to be honest with you. And I think, first of all, they're oblivious to one big thing. It's not just Arabs and Muslims. In my article I wrote, I have a new one from MSNBC coming out.
I got it.
The coalition that wants a ceasefire and wants President Biden to do more, and he is working at it, and that's the truth. And his tone has changed, as I know. So there's some good movements here, and that's really good. But the coalition, as James Carville, who's not a big liberal, he's like a moderate Democrat, was on MSNBC saying, Biden, I don't think he gets it. He goes, this is the Democratic base. It's tearing the Democratic Party apart. Just 2 weeks ago, the AME Church, one of the biggest black denominations in the country, called for a ceasefire and to stop military aid to Netanyahu. A week before that, more than 1,000 black ministers, these aren't kids on TikTok, black ministers, saying President Biden has to do more. And they talked about, and they were in swing states like Georgia, their concerns that black voters were not going to vote for Biden because of this. Now, look, we are 250 days away. Things are going to shift. There's a big coalition of people. When they watch Gaza and we look at our morals, our values as Democrats, it's not consistent. It truly is not. The bombing, the killing, it's not. Hamas is terrorist attack, horrific. The idea that, and we would never support, I would never defend Hamas.
They got to release the hostages. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, this issue. Let me just.
Right, Hamas offered that in their last deal, and Netanyahu said no, because he didn't like the idea of
Netanyahu's
the military.
Awful. Let me just, we have another segment. I don't want to, because I know people are going to say, whatever, but we're way long. Let me just, we have another segment, 21 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show, brought to you by Genucel. I don't know how many years older this morning after the Supreme Court thing.
Yes.
But Genucel reverses all that.
It reverses the haggardness.
It reverses judicial worry.
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got 3 minutes in the morning or you got 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gens 90. It's the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. I'm using it. You know, you can use it anywhere. I use it on the, smile lines. Uh-huh. There's a couple good things happened yesterday, but then mostly bad, so then frown lines. Yeah. And then that thing in your chin, you know, your neck.
This
that thing right
there.
The waddle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris, for that. Yes. That and Genucel XV is my... That's my go-to. That's my base collagen-building moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. I start with that every day. Stunning results day by day. Then the Gen 90, I use right over that for all the extra wrinkle areas. It's a recipe for success.
Yes.
And for the big lie here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Gen 90 and XV on special sale now at Genucel.com, included in the bestseller package. The best value in skincare anywhere. Go now. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear when you go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last. Plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, it's me again. Don't you know it's hard to keep a good woman down? But then again, maybe that could be fun.
Dino Bedell.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Well, we were having fun until the Supreme Court. You were the first tweet I read, Dean. You said, can you believe this? The Supreme Court. That sums it up. But listen, we only have a couple of minutes left. You had a meeting with Secretary Blinken, you were telling us during the break. Just talk to us about that and whether you think there is a possibility for a ceasefire soon.
I think the meeting was in late January. I was invited along with seven other Palestinian Americans to the State Department and with Secretary Blinken and a few others of his staff. But it was a listening. He spent 90 minutes listening. Yeah. Most of the people there had lost family members, 20, 30 family members in Gaza. And some showed pictures of their family killed by U.S. weaponry used by Netanyahu's military. And I'll tell you, Secretary Blinken, very empathetic and compassionate. And that was when he was about to go to the Middle East, and he thought a ceasefire was going to happen in a week. That was a little over a month ago. It's clear from the press release afterwards that Netanyahu was the reason it didn't happen. He has his demands. He's the leader of his country. He has his demands. But The result is Biden was very frustrated. That's why we saw stories about President Biden calling Netanyahu an A-word, a-hole, and impossible to work with.
True.
But I think this time, and I haven't spoken to the State Department since, I think this time they're going to be closer. Ramadan starts the end of next week. Yeah. They want a ceasefire. I think we're going to find a temporary one that hopefully leads to a long succession of end of violence and the end of Hamas through economic strangulation, not the strangulation of the people of Palestine, not the 2 million in Gaza who are just starving, literally starving, chasing airdrops of humanitarian aid from Egypt, Jordan, France is involved, UAE. People swimming into the ocean.
We cannot have you on literally enough. Listen to Dean's show right here on SiriusXM Progress. Dean, we love you. Please come back soon.
Love you too. All right. Take care.
Dana Goldberg, next.
CDC estimates that 1 in 6 Americans gets food poisoning each year. Some germs, like listeria, can be deadly for certain people. It targets older adults, people with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women and their newborns. People with listeria infection usually require hospital care, and about 1 in 5 who are infected die or miscarry. Know your risk of listeria food poisoning. If you're 65 or older, have a weakened immune system, or are pregnant, you must be especially careful when selecting, preparing, and storing foods. Heat hot dogs and deli meats until steaming hot. Do not consume raw, unpasteurized milk or soft cheeses made from it. And be aware that soft cheeses made from pasteurized milk have also been associated with listeria infections and outbreaks. Learn more about how to prevent listeria food poisoning at cdc.gov/vital signs.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
All right, can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily. Because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you. And we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day... You were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects. Poor decision making. And the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
that a substantial chunk of Haley voters are not just open to voting against him, they're open to voting for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen polling like that, where people, a big chunk, it's different numbers, but it's 40% of Haley voters in Iowa, over 50% in South Carolina, have said they're open to voting for the candidate on the other side. The last time we saw data like that was in the 1984 election. It's been 40 years that we've seen some kind of potential for a significant crossover.
Thank you, Simon Rosenberg. We needed some happy clapping news. Who's feeling votey? I'm feeling votey this morning and ragey. I'm ragey and votey in the morning.
I'm going to feel votey on Tuesday.
Yeah, okay, here we go. I already voted.
So when I add all this up, right, Joe Biden is a good president. The Democratic Party is strong, winning elections all across the country. The Republican Party is broken and positioned themselves far more extreme and dangerous than they were, in all these elections that they've been losing. You know, I would much rather be us than them as we hurtle, deeper into 2024.
Yep. And if you thought women were mad at the Supreme Court before, oh, you just wait. Okay, wait. I need one more.
He is underperforming now in four states consistently. He's spending more money than he's taking in right now, which is a terrifying thing for a candidate at this point in an election. His party is broke. They're replacing the leadership in what is becoming a very controversial and debilitating process at the RNC. We've had dozens of party leaders all across the country indicted in the effort to overturn the election, who played critical roles in Trump's reelection in 2020. The Republicans in the House are abandoning ship and leaving and retiring in unprecedented numbers.
You know how I know for sure everything's going to be better?
Oh.
Because Dana's here.
Oh. Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Make it better, Dana. Live up to your advertising jingle.
Listen, I love following Dean Obadalla because I have nothing legal to say, just conspiracy theories and dad jokes. So you don't have to worry about me bringing you down with facts today, people.
I mean, were you surprised by the Supreme Court ruling? Obviously, most of our legal experts had said they aren't going to take this because that's what would happen in a normal legal world. But we're not in that anymore. We're in a partisan hack political world.
Absolutely. And I don't think they're going to give him immunity. What I do think, they owe him favors and they're just going to delay. This is the one way they can do it. Well, we still know that they're partisan hacks, but this is the one way they can do it without actually breaking any sort of, creating a king in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way he's going to get full immunity, but this is all they can do because they owe him favors. And so am I surprised? No. Am I disappointed? Absolutely.
I said Biden should just cancel the election until Trump's trials are over and have an ice cream party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet
the Supreme Court would rule on that in a toot sweet in a hurry.
We all have podcasts.
That's a legal
Joe
term,
Biden.
Toot sweet.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. We all have podcasts. Joe Biden, just start something like, here's the scoop. Do it from an ice cream shop. We'll all listen. It'll be amazing. But don't even be president for
someone
a
needs
while.
To steal that. That is
here's
a great name. Here's the scoop is a great name for a podcast.
But you got to do it from an ice cream shop.
Right.
I'm changing the name of our show to Ragey and Votey in the Morning. Okay.
This is called Basement Business with Stephanie Miller.
By the way, just on other leak, because it's just there's so much every day. Seth tweets, Donald Trump again successfully inspires terrorism against one of the public servants overseeing a case of his and has been his intention all along because he is the most notorious stochastic terrorist in American history. Dean tweeted about that. We didn't have time to get to all of this, but the white powder sent to Judge Ngoron. Yeah. I mean, here we go again, right?
Yeah, I believe that one was actually sent to the judge as opposed to what showed up at Donnie's house.
Listen, that was different.
Yeah, that was
different. His regular shipment.
I feel like that was I don't even think someone else sent it. But let's move on. Like
all right,
I said,
let's
conspiracy
just
theories, who knows?
Conspiracy theory, or did Don Jr. say it himself? I think.
No, he said it. I've heard him say it.
I'm not saying. We have it on tape.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
See, okay. He says it.
Dana. Don Jr.'s on coke.
Thank you.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
All right. Okay. I don't know what, here's the thing, you know, we were saying there's so much anger to go around, and I know, you know, Dean obviously from day one has been, you know, on the Merrick Garland is a disaster train. And yeah. I know that, you know, again, I'm, as you know, a Libra, so I can never decide. When I talk to Allison Gill, I'm like, oh no, I understand this and that. I talk to Dean or Ellie Mistal, you know, but I think, you know, two of the people I trust most in terms of legal stuff, Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner, have been for quite some time now been expressing impatience with Merrick Garland, you know, yeah. And I do think that part of the work Chairman Schiff did on January 6th committee is part of why Garland moved. But this is exactly what we're afraid of, isn't it? That
absolutely.
Now we are, you know, with a partisan Supreme Court, here we are before the election.
Absolutely. And thank God for Jack Smith. At least he's doing his job and it appears doing it quite well. He can't accomplish everything because some things are out of his control. However, Merrick Garland, we had a horrible Department of Justice before him. He got put in a position where I think he thought he had to walk some line because he was under complete and total scrutiny. And I don't necessarily believe that's the best thing. I would have rather had we had someone that come out like a bulldog and made sure that everything that was messed up before he got in there was put on the right track.
I think you're right. We overcorrected for Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
which
what it feels like.
You know, I mean, just this BS prosecution of Hunter Biden. It's based on, you know, a Russian disinformation agent that, you know, this Bob or the what do you call it, Robert Hur report that he allowed to be released that now Republicans are going to try to use as a campaign ad against Joe Biden. I mean, right, Jody? Look, everything is political now, you know, and they don't play by any set of rules at all.
Absolutely not. So I'd love to bring a lot of roses and sunshine this morning, but things kind of suck right now. They do.
Speaking of court rulings, you said that if an embryo is frozen for 16 years, gets implanted, and the person gives birth, is the infant coming out 17 years old? No, no, they are not, because embryos aren't children. Thank you, Dana Goldberg, and you're not even a breeder.
I mean, I tell you, I got some hate the other day
because I
commented on something, and I was basically like, you know, some friends of mine, they froze embryos 18 years ago in Alabama. We're very excited because we're going to take the embryos to vote for the first time in November. Do you hear how ridiculous that sounds? And I think the first comment was, this woman's an evil bitch. So that's what happens. Yeah.
You are the sweetest, huggiest lady in the world.
Thank you. There was a lot of blocking 3 days ago on Twitter and Facebook. A lot of blocking.
You said embryos are not life. They're the potential to become life. Most of them aren't even viable, a lot like the Republican Party. See, that's funny. There's a joke wrapped in a...
That's right. And listen, all these people, I think a lot of people are worried about, like, you know, the effects that this has, these sort of posts has on people that are trying to do IVF and that got stalled. We are supporting you. So please know that we don't think IVF is absurd. We just don't believe that little petri dish of cells should be called babies.
Yeah.
Period. I hope that anyone trying to do IVF, it's hugely successful. Several of my lesbian friends obviously have had to use IVF to have children.
Yeah.
It's been hugely successful. You cannot make laws banning that based on your idea that there's a group of cells that is a human being.
Like someone said, your religion tells you what to do, not me. I mean, and this all falls under privacy. You know, it's a big government. Like you commented on Tennessee governor signs a bill allowing public officials to refuse to perform same-sex marriages. You said, I wouldn't want a bigot officiating my wedding anyway, but also WTF is going on. We have to get these a-holes out of office. I mean, it's always been about controlling people, particularly women, right? What's the state that just said women can't get a divorce if they're pregnant? I mean, what...
I can't even remember which state it was, but I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, the whole thing's insane. So then you're going to have all these men raping women to keep them in marriages. I mean, and by law, they're not even considering that rape in some of these states because they're married. Like, the whole thing is absurd.
Yeah. You said, I love that Beyonce was like, you're not going to give me album of the year? Fine. I'm going to take back an entire music genre. It is...
Oh,
so easy to trigger the maggots.
And the people that don't know that country music started by black people, the banjo was created and it was only played by slaves back how many years ago? Country music started in the black community. All of these people that don't know their history, like, it makes my brain explode.
You know, I I was saying before, you know, Republican policies, it's not like we don't, it's not just the national Republicans that are awful. It's we have all these laboratories in the states where their policies have failed miserably. I just have to hope there is some larger percentage of people, Dana, that care about actual issues that, yes, that affect their actual lives and not whether Beyonce is singing a country song or, I don't know, the M&M's wearing comfortable shoes or whatever it is. I mean, I just thought this was interesting. These are America's top 10 worst states to live and work in 2023. And this will not surprise you. Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, South Carolina, Alabama, Missouri, Indiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, Florida. What do they all have? Of course, they're all red states because of their policy. And now we were talking to Doc. Red Florida has a measles outbreak now because of, I mean, anyway.
Because what about vaccinations?
Yeah, because what now about science?
I can't.
You were nice enough to retweet Tulsi Gabbard, who said it's finally done and sent off to the printers. My debut book, For the Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind, is coming out soon. And you said, assuming this is only printed in English and Russian? Yep. I would assume just Russian, but I don't...
I would assume so, with a translator. Oh, we knew this was coming. She's a horrible human being. We called this out years ago.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me. Yes, I know. Exactly. Yeah. Hillary Clinton, oh my God, was right about everything. I can't.
And then,
oh my God, with the Supreme Court today, how many times she warned about the Supreme Court? I was just like, arr! And then so my 2000 anger is on top of now my, or underneath my 2016 anger lasagna that is now.
Yeah. I'm just grateful you exercised to get some of the stress out, because if you didn't, oh God. Everyone be careful.
Right?
Yeah. You should have seen her yelling at Chris this morning.
She's in my line of sight.
I'm used
Chris
to it.
Chris is in everyone's line of sight. Have you seen how big that guy is?
Totally used to it.
This is why I need a little ball of love.
Especially when he flexes. He's actually an eclipse, a lunar eclipse.
Yes, he is. I needed my little ball of love, Dana Goldberg, who tweeted, sending love to all the trans and non-binary folks in my life and yours. You are loved. You are beautiful. You belong here. See,
we
need all the
listening
positivity. That's why I feel like all of our guests have in common, not just you're so smart and funny, but just positivity. We need that more than ever. We've been talking to every guest about that this morning, Dana. We cannot cave in to despair, which is what they're hoping. No, despair absolutely. And hopelessness and that, oh, Donald Trump gets away with everything. Oh, it's inevitable. Yeah. It is not inevitable unless we make it so. You've got to let this anger motivate you in a positive way and not make you feel, demoralized.
100%. Unfortunately, the minority is very loud. There are still more of us than there are of them. And I'm not talking about just a little bit more. There are massive numbers more that believe in equity and believe in equal rights, believe that black men should be able to walk the streets without being fear of shot by the police, that trans kids should be able to be in a bathroom they identify without getting bullied, that gay people should be able to get married. There are more of us than there are of them. We just have to get out and vote in numbers too big to manipulate again, because he's going to claim a coup. He is going to say the election was stolen.
Dana Goldberg, nothing but net. That's another good name for a podcast. Okay.
That's right.
47 minutes.
Might have to be a fishing podcast, but we'll figure it out.
Sure.
47 minutes after the hour with Rachel Maddow. Okay. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of earths, which exists in my bed and my bathroom. I have cozier sheets. I'm getting a new duvet cover. Why? Balls.
Balls.
Yeah. I thought I could cheap out on a duvet cover a while back. Balls.
It started pilling.
Pilling, right. That's what I meant to say.
That's
pills.
What they call
There's
it.
Pills on there.
Yes.
But it's just, you know, it's like reading Braille when I have my hands on top. I'm like, oh, God. Okay, so listen. And you can get 35% off the softest, most luxurious duvet cover in the world.
Yeah.
Sheets, my cozier pajamas, the bath towels. OMG. I love a nice fluffy bath towel. So fluffy I could die.
Yes.
That's why Oprah said yes, please, 5 years in a row. Cozier sheets, now available in 15 awesome colors, made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating. You'll sleep cool and comfortable year round. 100 nights guarantee. What the? That's unprecedented. Have we used that word too much?
No.
Experience life-changing luxury, the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on CozyEarth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller.
Don Jr.'s on Coke.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable. So I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order. Plus, a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The city of Janesville is planning to buy the site of the former GM plant to try to revive development there. The plant was closed in 2008 and demolished 10 years later. All that's there now is 250 acres of concrete debris and contaminated soil. City officials say they'll spend the next year gathering information and community input. It's been more than a week now since anyone's seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information that helps find Elijah. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The State Building Commission has signed off on two big projects on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. UW Athletics says that work to replace the Camp Randall Memorial Sports Center and practice field can begin next year. They will also do some work on the ice rink at the Kohl Center, shrinking it from its current Olympic size to more common NHL dimensions. The Kohl Center is one of just 5 NCAA Division I hockey arenas with the larger rink. Estella Leopold, the last remaining child of world-renowned conservationist Aldo Leopold, has died. She was 97 years old. Estella Leopold was a conservationist in her own right, specializing in the study of fossilized pollen. She also joined her other siblings to found the Aldo Leopold Foundation in 1982. In a statement, the foundation said that Estella followed her family tradition and was an honored scientist and ardent conservationalist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to highs in the upper 40s. Winds will become a bit breezy though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow too, we'll climb into the 50s. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Middle East and Gaza. Here we go.
We discussed three issues. First, the need to avoid a government shutdown and to fund the government so that we can address the needs of the American people in terms of their health, their safety, and their economic well-being. We are making real progress on the appropriations bills that are scheduled to lapse on March 1st.
And then you went on, this is the part about
also,
Gaza.
At the same period of time, making sure that we provide humanitarian assistance to Palestinian civilians who are in harm's way in Gaza or in other theaters of war through no fault of their own.
So, Dana, we talked to Dean about, you know, the uncommitted vote in Michigan and this, you know, very emotional issue. I guess in light of the Supreme Court yesterday and Hillary warning us over and over again about the Supreme Court, I'm a little raw about, you know, talking about protest votes as much as I understand the emotion around it. I just wondered what your take was on all of that.
It's infuriating to me. I don't understand. I understand the protest vote, speaking up and something you believe in. I believe that is important, but I also believe that do that and then don't subvert our democracy. Like, speak up, right, protest these things, and still go out and vote for Joe Biden. He is doing a good job. He is doing what he needs to as the president. The alternative is horrifying.
Yeah,
it is horrifying.
In the Middle East and everywhere, and every other conceivable issue. I guess, you know, what I didn't, we always run out of time with Dean because there's so much legal and Supreme Court stuff, and so we try to, you know, balance it all. But, you know, Dana, I think what it's way above my pay grade. I don't know. You know, let's say we cut off aid to Israel, because I keep asking the question, what is he supposed to do that he's not doing? You know, Israel's a democracy. He's not the president of Israel. Like, say we cut off aid, would they get rid of Netanyahu tomorrow?
No.
I don't
believe they would.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I think you and I are right. It's one of the reasons why I don't talk about it very much publicly. I don't know enough. Yeah. I know how I feel as a Jewish person.
Oh, I talk on my ass
world,
no matter what.
And my empathy toward the Palestinian people is massive. Yeah. I just wish that everyone who's asking for a ceasefire also remembered our attack and had empathy toward the Jewish people. I want it to go both ways. I have all the empathy in the world. I think there should be a free Palestinian state. I also think that the number of Jews in this world is dwindling, and we have a right to be here as well. That's what I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had a good caller the other day saying that, you know, we get offended on this show when people were accused of not caring about Palestinians dying. And she said, but we get offended when you say we don't care about October 7th. I think all of that empathy has to exist.
It's not even offense. It's literally, we can care for both things at the same time. They can both exist simultaneously. You can want a free state for the Palestinian people and want the slaughtering to stop. And you can also want the Israelis and the Jews to be protected in this world and hold Hamas accountable and release the hostages.
Yep.
You can ask for both things at the same time.
There you go. DG Comedy. This is why you follow the DG
That's
Comedy.
Right.
Also, Daily Beans, MSWmedia.com. MSW.com. Sorry. Love you, Dana. Have fun in Oregon.
Thank you.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said,
I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.